This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yesterday was my son's lacrosse banquet. They actually served ice cream sundaes. I was all over that. I don't think I embarrassed him. I didn't embarrass him to the degree that he expected me to, so it was a win-win. By the way, that's what you need to do in life, okay? Have the expectation so much worse that when you do half-ass, it looks good, okay? So he expected that I was going to embarrass him so badly that whatever I did was fine. And some of it was by accident. So I guess whenever you go to a lacrosse banquet, ladies first doesn't apply. The players eat first. So I was already halfway down the buffet table when the whole crowd was kind of looking over going, we're going to let the young, you know, 15-year-old boys and 14-year-old boys take some food because they're hungry. And then we'll let the older boys and then we'll let the parents. And I'm like, ladies first. And anyway, I had to spit the food back into the tray, put all my food that was on my plate back. I threw out the fork, and then I waited for the boys to go first. And you know, mind you, I think that, you know, I mean, I let my boys usually eat before I do. I just thought ladies first, so I apologize. Okay, then I noticed when all the kids were standing around by the food that there was an ice cream station. And the ice cream station was closed up nice and tight. And I'm like, wait a second. So I don't get in trouble with the dessert station than with the eating station, the feeding station. Why don't I just go and get my dessert? Well, I have never seen a chef run that fast. Apparently, I was not supposed to be opening up the ice cream containers and going behind the counter and licking the ice cream spoon before I dug in to get my ice cream scoop. Who knew? So I sit back down. I look over at my son. He's like, I'll get you your ice cream, Mom. And I'm like, oh, that's my baby. You see this amazing? Like, what? It's my baby. I love my baby. He's going to give me ice cream. And he's like, so he walks over, and I forget. You know, I'm at the age now where I'm starting to get short-term memory loss, you know, where I'm kind of forgetting what's happening. So all of a sudden, he comes over to my side of the area because the boys were sitting with the, they weren't sitting with the parents. Apparently, that's something you don't require anybody to do. You don't have your kids sit with the parents. So the kids are all sitting with the kids. And here I am. And all of a sudden, my son is walking towards me. And I mean, I'm like, you know, and he's dressed up. There's something about your kid dressed up that makes you just want to jump up and go, oh, my baby is so handsome. Okay, so there was something about that that was just so, it was just so, I don't know, endearing to me. That he comes over, that I just stand up and I run over to him to give him kisses. He was like, no, Mom, spoon. So he only says one word sentences to me. He doesn't say, no, Mom, I was traveling across the room, navigating across the room around the tables to, you know, hand you a utensil for eating. He doesn't say that. He goes, no, Mom, spoon. So he gives me a spoon, and then he, like, leaves wiping his face, you know, because I have glitter lipstick on that I kissed him with. And, you know, the tables of the kids are staring at him. They're staring at me. And I'm like, I'm a mama and I'm proud of it. So I go back to my spoon, go back with my spoon to the table, but I still don't have ice cream. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? So unfortunately, you now had a security officer by the ice cream area. I'm like, security? Why do we have security? Right next to a $50 ice cream table. Well, apparently there was now security. So there is nothing more, I guess, miserable than having no ice cream in front of you, knowing it's melting up there, knowing that your spoon still has your lick on it up there, okay, that somebody else could possibly use, and I'm sitting here with an empty spoon at my table, and I and an embarrassed kid. So now I'm like, you know what, I'm Dr. Dahlia. I should be able to finagle getting my ice cream sundae. This is security. I've gotten out of how many tickets? How many parking tickets or how many traffic tickets have I gotten out of in my day? So I'm like, well, then that's the mode I'll use. So I start walking, and then I start sexily walking, and then I slowly unzip my top. Because, again, this guy's security. Meanwhile, as this is happening, a group of younger boys start making their way to the ice cream table and completely push me out of the way. And the worst part about that whole thing was somebody said, sorry, Grandma. I'm like, Grandma? Yeah, you're Stone's grandma. I am not Stone's grandma. I'm his older sister. I'm his mother, but I... So I suppose I didn't get ice cream. But anyway, I think my kid got an award. I don't know. I left early. I was so mad. I zipped up the shirt. Yeah. Look, I do what I know how to do. And that's, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of curves, Caitlyn Jenner, and this is tragic. Caitlyn Jenner, who you remember was Bruce Jenner, that went through a transition, because she identified as a woman, we are now being told is considering detransitioning in the next couple years, according to a biographer. So we're going to be talking about transgender issues and how common it is for people to have regret. We got tons of other medical stories, but we're going to probably hit that right out the door. And if any of you have been battling, decision making for that, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've had many people talk to me about concerns about their gender. Concerns about their sexuality. And, you know, how I always look at it is we all have questions and concerns. Okay? You know, I mean, when I was dating men and I found that I was very attracted to men, I had a lot of questions about how do you date a man? What do I, you know, what if I don't like some of the things they're suggesting? And I remember trying to have that phone conversation with my mom. A phone conversation and sit-down conversation. I didn't have the type of parents like Leave It to Beaver who, you know, where you could sit down and go, all right, well, June, you know, let's talk to Dr. Dahlia about, well, they didn't really call me Dr. Dahlia, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, so I didn't have that type of discussion. So I was like, what, huh, what, okay, so what am I supposed to do? What, I'm supposed to do what? And, of course, my mom, you know, when being a mother of a, you know, 12-year-old girl was asking questions, like, you don't do none of that. Well, what am I supposed to? Because, okay, so and I'm not saying I was only 12 years old when I asked, but you start to, when you're younger, learn about what your role as a woman is. And I have no problem admitting that I was very scared when I heard that I was supposed to, I guess I was supposed to. That was the thinking back then. And the reason why is these are the girls in high school going, well, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do this on a date, you're supposed to do this, and do this. And I remember having the conversation with my boys. They were scared to death. When they had gone to a sleepover, and one of the kids was talking about, you know, sex and talking about, and, you know, the kids are like, how? You're supposed to what? Huh? You know, because they were 7 years old and four. Well, one was giggling, and the other one looked horrified. I told you that story. And the one that was giggling, I'm like, okay, guys, you shouldn't have had that conversation during the sleepover. Tell me what's sex. And the... the older boy is like, well, I don't know. And when the younger one said, well, sex is when you stick your blank blank into her blank blank. And then, of course, they were giggling. And I was just shocked that a 4-year-old was hearing this at a sleepover. And you know, it's one of those things where the parents are there and it's a bunch of kids in the living room. And so personally, I think a 4 and 7-year-old, it's young for a sleepover, but they basically grew up with this family. So cousins there, et cetera. So I thought that was also very interesting because if you ask a little girl, what she thinks sex is, it's when the prince comes, like, on a horse, and the prince takes you away to a big castle, and you're in the castle, and there's deer and birdies and love and flowers, and there's you hold and you hug. Okay? The boy? Well, it's when you stick blank into blank. I mean, geez, come on. So, it's just the way people think. But anyway, so what I'm saying is everybody, whether you're straight, gay, transgender, bi, discovering yourself, asexual, you always question what you like personally from a sexual standpoint. Okay? You know, it would get me so mad that people would talk about gay men as being, quote unquote freaky or doing things that should not be done sexually. Yet I was having patients, heterosexual patients, come in with foreign bodies and stories of a lot. I mean, we're talking about some crazy things. And yeah, but I'm straight, so it's okay. Like, what are you guys talking about? So now we have Caitlyn Jenner, who, by the way, her reps are denying reports that she may detransition back. So we heard this morning that she was planning on going through a transition. Transgender, or she was going to, the article has already been changed. So she was having regrets and wanted to go back to becoming Bruce. Caitlyn Jenner reps have denied the reports that she may detransition back. Now, Ian Halperin is the one who released the book, Kardashian Dynasty, The Controversial Rise of America's Royal Family. Are you kidding me? Are the Kardashians considered royalty? We are in a sad state of affairs if our royal family, which in England is Will and Kate and Elizabeth and Prince Charles and the Lady Diane legacy, if our equivalent is the Kardashians. Okay, no wonder everybody's laughing. Huh?
I thought it was the Clintons and the Bushes. I thought they were our royalty.
Yeah, I thought that would be more of, I mean, really the Kardashians?
I still don't know why, I don't know much about the Kardashians, except for one of them is apparently going to be fat or something. I don't know. That's what I see in the catalogs when I'm next to the candy at the store when I'm getting stuff. And that's the most I ever hear about them. I don't know who actually pays attention. It's kind of embarrassing to think that people do pay attention.
You know, it reflects on us. I mean, I understand the whole JFK, Jackie, the Camelot thing. That was pretty cool. But unfortunately that we just don't have that. You know, Tom, you need to get married because I totally see royalty in you.
Marriage.
Oh, come on. You've never thought of getting married?
Do you want my honest thoughts on marriage?
Yeah.
You get two things out of marriage, tax breaks and adultery.
Well, tax breaks, I don't know about that. Tax breaks, very romantic, hence why Tom isn't married.
I will say, if I ever got married, I would get a ring tattooed on my finger, and there's this Japanese myth, or not necessarily myth, but there's actually an artery that runs to your pinky straight from your heart. And apparently that's considered the love line, so that's why you make pinky promises. Well, I'd get a tattoo there. And here's the weirder part that people probably won't necessarily agree with. One of the things princesses used to do, or potential princesses, is send their pinkies to their lovers as, you know, signs of... Here's the deal. You want a divorce, you gotta sever your own pinky. Like, that's how bad you really gotta, like, absolutely loathe and hate this relationship.
See? I could see that. I mean, look, work in the clinic.
And honestly, like, I'm not a big fan of the idea of divorce. If you're gonna get married, the whole point of it is to not, like, leave that person ever, so I don't understand why somebody would get married if they ever intend to leave, and if you have to, you should just tough it out.
Wait a second, so are you a millennial, basically, with your age? Do you fall under that millennial group?
I'm 30, so...
So you're a little older than millennials.
Yeah, I'm the kid who grew up with the Super Nintendo.
Oh, amen to that. So, because here's the thing. I mean, a lot of young people, they don't want to get married for that. So you probably think, like most people do, why would I get married if I don't want to be with one person my whole life
risk? To be honest, I've never found anybody that I'm like, I could be together with this person forever. No, I feel like if we hung out for probably like 48 hours, you're going to want to punch me. I'm just going to want you to shut up.
Oh, man. Also, I'm not available anymore, and that probably ruined all your hopes of finding a woman.
That kills it for me. I mean, what other woman will ever let me fart in front of them? Ever?
Yeah, I know. You know, Tom, I love you. Aww. You know that. So if Corey ever dumps me, your farts and my farts will blend beautifully. We'll make sweet music.
We'll build a whole studio together.
All right, so back to transgender. So the point I was making with that, is everybody starts to look at their own sexuality, and I don't want to use the word doubts, but they have questions, okay? And a person who has transgender identity issues, and this may not be a term later used, okay? Because we are definitely blurring the lines now between boy and girl. We're going to talk about that. Now with restrooms and all that, we may not even call you a boy or a girl anymore. I'd love to hear what you guys think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to Jacob Gossel, who helped me create the Rebel song for the UNLV Running Rebels. Got word that Tony Labonte, music director and band director of UNLV, college football and basketball, is going to use the song. So pretty awesome. And thank you for the shout out and all access. Music. All right. Sweet. Awesome. I tell you, man, I know all you guys think is I have gas, but I help make other forms of music. So that's just what we do. All right. So, okay. So we're going back to this. So this morning, we all woke up to hear, even though I think many of us are absolutely exhausted by the whole anything from a Kardashian news headline, that Caitlyn Jenner was going to detransition back to Bruce. And as you know, over the last couple years, he has gone through a major transformation, being the Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner. And by the way, beautiful. I mean, I gotta say, I mean, whoever did his surgery, I know they've mentioned the name of the doctor multiple times, but wow. I mean, I think, and yeah, I know some of you guys are young, and you're like, oh, you know, she looks like a grandma with Botox. Okay, you know, I'm almost in the grandma age, and I hope I look as good as, that's the problem, when, you know, a transgender male gets a smaller waist and smoother skin than you, you know that you got a lot of work to do on yourself. So that's me. So I have to admit, I mean, they did a good job. Unfortunately, there was a lot of rumors around the whole idea of, you know, media stunting, etc. And I mean, I gotta tell you, for somebody to go through the pain and the hormones and the changes, it has to be more than a media stunt. But I have to admit, I could appreciate that too. I understand what it means to be in the media. I understand how I if you want to do something and you want to do it for a cause, and if you feel strongly about a cause, one way to do it is to buck up and do it yourself. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if media was a driving force, because that's a very painful and very difficult procedure. So this morning when we woke up and we heard that Caitlyn Jenner is now considering detransitioning in the next few years to return back to Bruce, there was a lot of social media trending on how furious people were, and how this was all for show, and how he didn't think it through, and we talked about this when he first changed, that there seems to be a lot of regrets. There have been transition regrets. Now, there was an article posted by somebody saying, no, that's not true. If any, it's 1-2%. But, I would have to say, any one of us who would have to be on hormones, or who don't get our hormones regularly, or who feel the fluctuations of the hormones, I am sure that regret happens to everybody. Even those of us getting knee surgery or plastic surgery, you know, there's always an element of regret. Okay, so I believe that the rumors circulating transgender surgery regret, I think they are very true. One study I'm not too sure about was a Swedish study that came out saying post-operative people of transgender surgery are more likely to commit suicide. There was a study, another one actually from Sweden, they found that 95% of individuals who transitioned, though, reported positive life outcomes as a result. So, you know, is it true that many commit suicide? I mean, this should be a very easy report to find. This could be very easy math. You round up everybody who's ever done transgender surgery and ask them, have you ever thought of suicide? Did you commit suicide? That'd be hard, because if they committed suicide, they wouldn't be there to round up and ask in a room. Ask, you know, have you had regrets? And it's difficult because some people may not want to admit that. I am here to tell anybody, and I do tell my patients, that now I currently now work for Toro, but prior to closing my office a few weeks back, as I now am at a professor at Toro, when I had patients who were considering transgender, I was very supportive, and I said, you do need to get in with counseling, because that you are going to go through periods of regret, just like people with plastic surgery. Why do you think a lot of plastic surgeons make you, you know, quit smoking, make you go through a period of time, even gastric band and gastric sleeve patients have to go through a psychological test and counseling? You know, you think, well, wait a second, Dahlia, somebody wants to lose 300 pounds. Why would they regret that? There's something that happens with surgery where when you lose part of yourself, you go through a withdrawal. Remember, your kidneys, your heart, your hypothalamus, your liver gets very used to the weight. And we've talked about that, right? You know, we've talked about how if you try to lose weight drastically, your body tries to get your weight back up to set point because it's all mathematics and that's what the body's used to. Well, what about the mind? The mind does the exact same thing, okay? You may want to be a woman, and you may want to live like a woman and not have to worry about, you know, having male genitalia. And you want to be able to wear a bathing suit and wear a dress, etc. But that's one part of your brain. The other part of the brain is very happy with status quo. So here you are going, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Yet there's a very subconscious part of you that goes, wait a second, what just happened? Where? What? What just happened? So it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. It's an amputation. And then there's hormones. You're taking hormones. The hormones aren't supposed to make you continually want to be a woman. The hormones make you, you know, help prevent hair growth, help you with your voice, help you with your glow, you know, and a variety of things. So, you know, it makes perfect sense that and I'm going to use the word majority, will at one point, you know, have a regret because if their mind is working as healthy as it should, then that part of the brain will question what was just lost. Okay? If you are XY, and that's the other thing, too. You know, and this may be why we, you know, the idea of transgender surgery, we may be going into a world, whether some people like it or not, where we get rid of the whole boy-girl. Okay? I mean, obviously with bathrooms, it's going to be, okay, you go here, you go there. Again, I don't know how they would handle this logistically. But we are going to see a transformation of, and we're already seeing that. You know, cribs are black and white or gray or using colors that are gender neutral. Gender neutral is going to be taking over the, you know, we're probably going to even see it in the Olympics later. And so if you... that may actually decrease the number of people that are having quote unquote gender identity issues because they weren't grown up saying you got to be a girl, you got to wear dresses, you got to play on this team. You know, you are who you want to be. And it's going to be a very, very slow sociological change because we're taught as kids, this is a boy, this is a girl. But if what society wants to do is to completely get rid of all boundaries, then you really won't have people saying as often, unless they want amputations or they want to grow parts of the body. I mean, if you have a man that wants to have a set of breasts, then they could cosmetically do that. If you there's a female who doesn't want, a man who does not want his genitalia, then he could have that amputated. But maybe the idea of, well, society makes you be a boy or a girl is prompting all these taxes, tax hikes, and legislation to pay for these changes. My guess is society will think it's cheaper and easier to say no more boy, no more girl. I don't know what that would look like, though. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So three doctors are accused of selling $5 million in prescription drugs. Come on, people. This is not what we need. We don't need any bad news about doctors, okay? Stop this stuff. Federal prosecutors allege three doctors at a now-defunct clinic in Philadelphia that specialized in helping drug addicts and actually sold them $5 million worth of prescription drugs. According to a federal indictment released Wednesday, the doctors sold prescriptions for controlled substances to drug dealers and addicts for cash while performing little or no treatment as required by law. The indictment says nearly 1,000 patients visited the National Association for Substance Abuse Prevention Treatment Clinic each month. 78-year-old Dr. Alan Summers, 63-year-old Dr. Azad Khan, and 79-year-old Dr. K. Hasro Parshia are charged with distribution of controlled substances, conspiracy to distribute controlled substance, healthcare fraud, and money laundering. Summers' attorney tells the Philadelphia Inquirer the treatment was completely appropriate. It's not known if Khan and Parsi have lawyers who could comment on the indictment. Now, all right, you could look at this two ways, okay? On one end, like, come on, really, people? You know, you're taking advantage of individuals who are suffering from narcotic addiction and are narcotic abuse. You're taking advantage, taking cash. You know, you deserve to lose your licenses. Okay, but I always have to play devil's advocate because I've seen many newspaper articles take something and completely twist it around. I'm just being devil's advocate here, okay? So what if, and I'm not saying it in terms of these gentlemen, okay? But what if, due to Obamacare, you've decided to stop taking insurance? The electronic health records, the ICD-10, the lack of Medicare reimbursements, the threat of Medicare audits, and you're like, you want to know what? I'm going to do a cash practice. We'll charge $75 a visit, right? And in that $75 a visit or $100 a visit, we will give patients the medicines they need, even though many cash prices around the country are up in the 200s. So you advertise that you are going to be a cash clinic, and a lot of doctors are doing this. A lot of them are doing it. They'll do DOT physicals. They'll do UTIs, urgent care type stuff, pregnancy tests. Okay? Now, you have and I was asked to do this, to have a pharmacy on site. But Dahlia, what if you have your Z-Packs and your Viagra on site? You can now generate revenue dispensing your medication, and your patients now don't have to wait at a pharmacy for 2 hours. And I can't tell you how many times my patients are like, well, where's the medicine? You can't give me the prescription here. I never did that because I just didn't want the trouble, but it's becoming more common. So now you're a doctor's office that will, you know, in a baggie, give the prescriptions. It happens a lot that way in Mexico. A lot of my Hispanic patients will come in asking, you know, well, so where's the prescription? I'm like, well, you actually have to take this piece of paper. You got to go down to a Walgreens, and then you got to wait and get, you know, and so it's a kind of a foreign idea for a lot of cultures to have to go multiple places just to get a prescription. You know, just give me the shot or give me the medicine or the pills and let me go on my way. So now you have a doctor's office who sees you for a bladder infection, or they see you for an upper respiratory infection, or they see you for back pain. And they collect cash. And they, because they don't take insurance anymore. And they sell medications. Okay? Because, and they're allowed to. You know, they have the state pharmacy board involved, the DEA, and so you sell the antibiotics, you sell whatever, and then you document, there's documentation that has to be involved, and et cetera. Okay? So now you run a cash clinic. Now patients come. And you are open for a year, 2 years, 3 years. So they said, now, in this particular case, okay, I'm being devil's advocate. In this particular case, they were seeing 1,000 patients a month in this National Association for Substance Abuse Prevention Treatment Clinic each month. You know, my office, you know, because I do my show and I do a lot of things, I was still seeing about 600 people a month. So for a three-doctor office, the 1,000 patients a month is not that overly overwhelming. And again, I'm not trying to defend them. I'm just, you know, whenever you look at a story in the media, okay, because there may be other doctors that can now be accused, okay? So now we start looking at the numbers. Okay? If you're a busy clinic and you easily see over 1,000 people a month. Because, you know, think about it. Okay, so let's say you're open... let's say you're not open 7 days a week. Let's say you're open 25 days a month. Okay? Well, if you see just 10 patients a day, you're at 250 patients that month. Okay? So if you're seeing 20 patients a day, you're at 500 people a month. The 20 patients a day, not very busy. You have three doctors, well, then that's 1,500 a month patients. So that it doesn't sound like a mill, not yet. Then, okay, well, you're selling prescriptions. So if you sell prescriptions at $25 a pop, $50 a pop, $100 a pop, you see how $5 million can very easily add up. So how are these guys going to get in trouble? They will get in trouble if they are not doing appropriate exams, not offering other means for somebody to deal with their pain, and if it looks like they aren't, you know, it looks like a mill. I mean, if it looks like, you know, patient was seen for, you know, 5 seconds, yeah, here's your prescription, go give me the money, that's going to be a problem. But if it was a busy walk-in clinic, and people were getting prescribed. See, that, you know, for those of you guys who are medical providers, I've gotten emails going, okay, Dahlia, look, I don't want to get busted for this. So I, you know, but I have a lot of patients who have arthritis and back pain. I see a lot of truck drivers, etc. So this is what I tell you. Don't write 120 tablets, okay? The 120 tablets is a red flag. Write 30 tablets with specific plans in place. Pain management doctor, orthopedic doctor, evaluation for injections, other modalities, education. If you look like your clinic is not just writing pain pills, but offering a experience for the patients to learn and try to get better, and then you have documentation from the specialist that nothing more could be done, they just need pain medication, you document that and you should be fine. But if it's like, no, just come here, I'll give you your Lortab and you could go, you're going to be cracked down on. So if any of you do have any questions, I do suggest you contact an attorney. But I could give you some suggestions as well that you could run by your attorney so that you don't feel like you're going to get, you know, closed down or shut down or imprisoned because of prescriptions. You are going to be asked for pain medicine and a lot of it. Patients were asking me for 120 pills all the time. And I didn't know if it was an undercover cop. I didn't know if it was a real patient. I'm like, no, look, I just write 30 pills. And it stinks because I felt guilty because I thought it was a disservice to patients. They needed more than 30 pills. But I didn't, I have no idea who's in front of me. I don't know about the sting operations that are going on. And I'm not a pain management doctor. I have to ethically have somebody in the hands of somebody who could take care of their pain. I'm not a pain management doctor. I was a family doctor. So I'd give 30 pills and get them in with a specialist. And the ones that didn't want to see the specialist, they didn't go and they probably found somebody else to give them their pain medicine. But I was constantly being asked. So you need to have a plan. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.